are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith Grind Inspire podcast with your host, Gene Alert.
Welcome back to another great episode of Faith Grind Inspire podcast. I am your host and
Jeffrey Patrick, your co-host.
My co-host, my guest host. I love you as one of the hosts on the show, man, because yeah. It's we have a synergy, man.
Yes.
And yes. It's a good thing, man.
You know, one of the things I really appreciate about you, Gene, is that you're a very mindful individual.
Uh-huh.
And mindfulness goes a long way when you're an entrepreneur. A lot of people don't really understand that.
That's true.
That to me, you know, stands out.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, nah, definitely. Appreciate Let's keep you, it moving. Man.
So I want to first thank all our subscribers, all our listeners, our viewership, our YouTube family, our OG podcast family, iTunes, Spotify,
OG?
Everybody.
OG.
OG Podcast
OG,
Network.
Let's
man.
Do it.
Yeah. So, Patrick, yes. Today it's just going to be me and you and our first, you know, show together.
Right, like officially.
Officially. Right. And I just have a few questions in regards to, like, the grind and like, what do you, because people say that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, the grind, I'm working, I'm hustling, I'm, you know, what's your definition of grinding?
Okay, so I have to say this. When you grind, right, for everyone who needs to know what it really means, because I actually had a couple of people stop me and ask me over the past week, say, what is exactly the grind? And the grind means that you are not afraid of hard work. That's what it means, period. You're not afraid of hard work, and you're not afraid to get out there and do what you have to do, period. There's no getting around that. So when you say you're grinding, If you look up the definition in the dictionary, it probably say something like crushing forcibly or something like that, right? So take that and just apply it to that. You are not afraid of hard work. That is a grind, and that is grinding to me.
I love
it. You know
that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're not afraid. Bring it on.
You're never bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. You know, grinding for me is really just putting in the work, man. Just laser focus, just putting the feet to the pavement and just running. You know what I'm saying? But running with a plan, you know?
Well, all the time.
I think that, you know, hustling is grinding without a plan, you know? Because
there's a difference between hustling and grinding.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So if you really think about what hustling is really just off the top.
Yeah, temporary.
Yeah, it's off the top. It's not. Grinding is an official movement towards what you really want. You remember? Remember the 3 Ds.
The 3 Ds.
Yeah.
Remind them what the 3 Ds are.
Desire, dedication, and determination. Those three things right there will help you get your thing done. Especially as an entrepreneur out there. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So,
yeah,
this show is all about the mindset of entrepreneurs,
right?
Mm-hmm. And you know, you talked about the grind. Everybody's inspired by your story, man. I've been getting so much great feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not skip over this, man. I want to actually talk about it. Last week's episode, right?
Yeah.
There's a few things that I want to bring up and about last week's episode. But one of the things that everybody was super inspired by your story, right?
Mm-hmm.
How it was just like you had clear, it was like clear cut drops, you know, and like hardships. So one of them was, of course, you getting hurt. You know, that one people were like, "All right, everybody gets hurt." You know, like the athlete's dream goes away and windows away. People get hurt all the time. So that one wasn't really the big one. But the big one was the fact that you got hit off your bike and then you were in a coma for 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you could have lost your life. And you came back.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And not only did you come back, you were injured and you end up going to Columbia and you graduate from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Most mm-hmm. people who aren't injured.
My mom says it's a miracle.
It is a miracle, man. Yeah, God is good, bro. And so how, you know, so anyway, so that people were talking about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was just like, yo, how did he do it? You know, and right. even though I think you touched on it,
right.
but like, what was your mindset? I don't even know how clear I could say this, but what was your like mindset going through that period of time?
Right. So let's take a look at it, right? If we take a look at it and we take a look at my life and you take a look at these things, we're not going to spend too much time on me. We're going to concentrate on the entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'll tell you one thing that entrepreneurs do not do, right? We do not marinate in self-pity.
Mm.
Okay?
That's true.
We don't do that.
We don't do that.
No, no. We take up our things and we get it packed up and we move on to the next project that needs to be done. Everyone should realize that. That should be. So at that point in my life, when I finally said, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to, a matter of fact, this is when you're an entrepreneur, cast your life, right? When you cast your life, you have to surround yourself with people who are going to make you really think about what you want to do, right? So I had this cast that was around me of people who were like before I even got involved with the Columbia and everything, there was a frat brother of mine, Tony Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He actually sat me down and he was like, listen, you can actually do this. And I was like, wait, Tony, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could actually, you know, get into that school. Because. And he was like, no, you can do this.
Shout out to Tony, man.
Yeah. And I was like, well, maybe I should go to NYU. And he was like, no, focus on this. And, you know, I wasn't going to do it, but then everything just kept pushing me towards that.
Yeah.
Once you have those people around you, then you can actually begin to make things happen because they're going to be there to actually give you the guidance.
Lift you up.
Yeah. So that's
matter of fact, Tony was the guy that was on the that came to the graduation.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he was at the graduation. Yeah, we had a good chat in the ride home, man, after graduation. He was super proud of you, man.
Yeah,
so shout out to Tony.
Yeah, big
you
up.
Need that circle of friends, man.
Yeah,
like one of my guys is Frank and Jeff mm-hmm. Wells, you know, mm-hmm. Richard Beavers,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like Jaquel Bazin. These are my circle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the entrepreneur thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I wanted to bring up
mm-hmm.
about last week's episode is the fact that you're not on social media, right?
No.
And your episode actually had one of the highest ratings. Yeah, yeah, it had ratings, the views, everything was up,
right?
And so I was talking to a couple people, especially like my younger group of people, and mm-hmm. they were just like, how's that even possible?
Right.
You know, because you have people on the show that have 20, 30, 40,000 people following them on Instagram, 100,000 people listen to Instagram. How did they beat them?
I don't have Instagram.
You don't have Instagram. You don't have Twitter. You don't have Facebook.
No.
So I said to them, here's what we lost with social media,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The one-on-one connection. Actually picking up your phone and calling someone and saying, hey,
mm-hmm.
check my episode out. I'm on this show this week.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I did.
I know. I figured that out.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is a lot of people don't do that. So because they haven't done that, mm-hmm. they posted it. So you post a clip on social media.
Right.
That's what they do.
Right.
So you post it up. You get 60 likes. A bunch of people say congratulations. And in the mind sees that as listening.
Mm-hmm.
Or viewership, or mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. they didn't really click on the link to actually listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was like it on your page and congratulate you.
Right.
So they gave you that temporary gratification.
Mm-hmm.
So it releases the endorphins in your mind like, yo, I won,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's mm-hmm. it. So once you get that, it releases it, it's over, done. What you did was you actually did the follow through, like, hey, here, I'm gonna text you the link. I'm gonna text you the website. I'm gonna text you the YouTube video. And then, so people, it was a direct from the person. And because of that, now it grows because now it's more authentic. Mm-hmm. People feel like it's like getting an invitation in the mail, right? And then you get, you know, invitation. So I invite you to my party,
mm-hmm.
and I mail you an invite.
Right.
But I called you to say, hey, Patrick, I'm sending you an invite to my party. Look out for it in the mail. So you get it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good. Mm-hmm. You open it up. Mm-hmm. You saw a handwritten, oh, my God, Gene called me, and he actually paid to send me an actual invite.
Right.
So you attend, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other way, what people do now is they send you a, they send a, they might put a Facebook page invite and they just click on all the people that they want to attend and they just press send.
Yeah, well, that's not how I did it.
I know that. I know how you. So talk to the people about the old school method, man.
I guess I got the old school method down. Well, what I did was I just had a couple of friends, couple of my family members, and I sent it to them, and then it just spread like wildfire, you know, because everybody who knew me knew that, you know, knew that this is him, this is what he really is, and it just spread. And then, you know, I have my fraternity. It's the number one black fraternity in America. You see what I'm saying? So once that goes up there, forget it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
shout out to the alphas, man.
Yeah, definitely. And once that spread, it just took off. I didn't have to do nothing else but that.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you create, you have the original social media.
which is
talking to people,
which
right?
Is actually reaching out to people.
Reaching out to people. So. Tip.
Yeah.
Engage with people.
Absolutely.
Tip. Engage with people.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't see how you're
in real life.
Yeah, I don't see how you're an entrepreneur and you don't do that.
Yeah. You know what I do on social media?
Mm-hmm.
On there's a feature on Instagram called direct message,
mm-hmm.
right? DM.
Mm-hmm. DM.
So you might hear people say, "Yo, mm-hmm. I hit you in the DM."
Mm-hmm.
So what I do in the DM is if I want to connect with you,
mm-hmm.
I send you a video,
mm-hmm.
Not a text. So I want people to know that this is not a group message I'm sending, or this is not a massive text that I copy and paste.
It's personalized.
It's personalized. So I send you a video and I'm saying, hey, Jeffrey, this is Gene Alert. I would love to have you on my show, whatever it is.
Gotcha.
Or whatever it is that we're talking about.
Right, right.
Or I want to build with you. I want to help you. Congratulations on this or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this and I get a huge response. So I'm using technology, but I'm also using the Jeffrey Patrick way, right? Which is the old school, you know.
Reach out to people?
Reach out to people.
They matter.
Yeah, man. And I'm telling you, it works. So I meet people. You know, I'm infusing both.
Yeah.
And but it's just interesting to me.
That's how I just kind of like swept through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like you have to realize that in order to make ends meet, right? In order to make ends meet, people are necessary, because name me someone you know who can reproduce by themselves. Yeah. Tell me someone you know.
Breed, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You need people. People need people. People need each other. Male need female. And then we can actually build something and reproduce and make things happen. Right? I think that's how it works. I could be wrong.
It is how it works. So. Yeah, I think how it works. So let's get back to it, man. Yeah. So why do you think entrepreneurship is so important? Like, and what is entrepreneurship to you, man?
Oh, okay. So listen, entrepreneurship, right, is not only a way of making business and doing things out of the ordinary. It is actually the foundation of what we do as a people. whatever business structure you're in, whether it's corporate, whether it's family, whether it's sole proprietorship, whatever you're in, you have to have that mindset. You have to have that. Okay, so the first thing that the entrepreneur who's involved with doing business, the first thing they have to do is, right, they have to make a profound, personal, philosophical statement.
Okay.
That is the first thing. The first thing you have to do. And when I say that now, I said mine's last week, but I don't think a lot of people really, I think it might have just kind of, you know, went over there, or they just kind of like not really paid attention to it. But it is that philosophical mindset. Now, mine's is, right, my self-control will be governed by love and respect.
Yes, you just say that.
And at no time will my ambition take the place of my conscience. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At no time. And I'm going to do the best that I can to make people really be in a position to help themselves. That's what really the entrepreneurship comes down to. You see? So until you can actually make that personalized statement, it's not going to, you're not going to really, you're going to be like lost in the wilderness kind of a way. and I was sitting down the other day and I was thinking, who is the most prominent entrepreneur that I can think of, right?
Mm-hmm.
King Solomon. King Solomon, yeah, was the most profound entrepreneur on this planet. And he was able to show you that there are levels to this business. There are levels to doing things. And you need wisdom. So without the wisdom, that you see where the statement comes in?
Mm-hmm.
You see where that philosophical mindset? Because King Solomon was on another level.
On another level.
Another level.
Yeah.
700 wives, 300 concubines. We're not on that level.
No. Nowhere near it.
No. That's a different type. That's just, yeah, he's on another level.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, yes, you have to make your mind ready with that statement. Once you have that statement ready, then you can start your business, start to do what you need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
With that being said, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think they come from? Do you think entrepreneurship is it's a skill, or do you think people are born with it?
Okay, so entrepreneurs.
Or do you think, yeah?
Okay, so I think there are two types of entrepreneur, and then there's the hybrid, right? Right. The first one is the one that's been downsized and forced into entrepreneurship.
Forced.
He's like, oh my God, I have no choice but to do something with myself, else I'm going to be starved to death.
Yeah.
And the ingenuity in that person, like, you know, that the ingenuity that you and I use,
mm-hmm,
to, you know, make things happen. So those, there are those entrepreneurs. And then there are the ones who discover or create a business opportunity that they want to explore or just exploit. You see what I'm saying? And then the mixture of that, those two things. Those are the only way entrepreneurs come from. Now, if you're asking me, are entrepreneurs born, mm-hmm, or are they made?
Yeah.
If you're asking me that, then I will say that they are a mixture of two. Some of them, it's just like leading.
Mm-hmm.
You think leaders are born or are they made? I think leaders are born, but I do think that there's some of them that are made because they know what to do and how to take care of themselves when it comes to leading. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I think is important as a leader, right, and as an entrepreneur, is that reading. You have to read. Reading becomes very important. When you and I, actually, people are not really realizing this is the conversation that Gene and I usually have. These are the types of conversation we have when we're talking to each other on the phone. And you and I, we were on the phone Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And we were talking about the most wealthiest people in the country.
Yes.
In the country, the richest people in the world. And one of the things I found when I was looking at the list of all these people who were like wealthy and rich, one of the common denominators of that is that they were all readers. They were all readers, people who read, people who did a lot That's of studying. True. So I think that if you want to be an entrepreneur, you have to make that effort to get information.
Mm-hmm.
How else?
And also, not just get information, but also study successful people.
Well,
you know, yes. And one of the things Jeff, through that conversation, was that I said, these are the guys who run the world,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
run some of the biggest businesses mm-hmm. in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the average person trying to be successful, the average entrepreneur, probably doesn't know a third of those names, mm-hmm. right?
All right.
So I'm saying to myself, I'm like, okay, if you want to level up, you have to know who to level up to. You know, shout out to Jay-Z. He just hit $1 billion, but he worth $1 billion, right? But if some of the guys on that list
mm-hmm.
was worth $1 billion,
mm-hmm.
they would, you know, that what they said, if Bill Gates had Oprah's money, she would jump off. He would jump off a building. Like, that was the level. Like, when you hear these numbers of what these people are worth, you're like, what?
Yeah, I know.
So now I'm like, okay, I don't want to study the basketball player. I want to study the owner of the team.
Right.
I want to get to that level, you know? And so, you know, level up, dream big,
mm-hmm.
study big, you know, read about these guys, read about their stories, read about the disciplines that they had in their life that got them to their place, the place that
yeah.
got them to where that is.
Yeah.
Now, my father used to tell me this, Jeff.
Mm.
You don't, if there's a tree,
mm-hmm.
don't aim for the lowest. Don't try to grab the apple or the orange or whatever it is hanging from the bottom.
The lowest fruit.
The lowest fruit, yeah. Right?
Right.
Try to climb the tree and get the one on the top. You know, and but even though the one on the top might not be ripe and ready for you to eat,
mm-hmm.
but at least you got it, you know, and you might not be able to get all of them, but at least you will get some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you get halfway,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if you don't aim high, you won't even know what it tastes like up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just want people to win, man. And
yeah, I know.
What do you think the greatest contributions like entrepreneurs put on or give to this earth or this world?
Well, the entrepreneurs, they're the ones that are actually, you know what? When I think about my own personal journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a market disruptor. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a market disruptor. Those entrepreneurs are people who make things happen in the market that you had no idea that it was possible. You take a look at them and look at the guys that we were looking at over the weekend. They were all market disruptors. They were just people that, you know, got in there and did what they had to do and not waste a minute of time. And A salubrious entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
That is an entrepreneur who is mindful of his health. You see what I'm saying? Because some of these entrepreneurs and some of these, don't run yourself into the ground. You see?
Balance.
Yeah, nah, don't run yourself into the ground. You want to be a healthy entrepreneur. You want to make things happy. And that is the angle what I think that you and I really can, you know, build on because of the relationship that we have with me in the health field, and to have people really consider that being this healthy entrepreneur is something that you got to really consider and really bring to the forefront of what we're trying to do, because entrepreneurs, they open doors. You know what I'm saying? And if you're dead or unhealthy, right? A wise man was once asked, right? What is wealth? And he said, a nutritional balance is wealth. You think about that. Mm-hmm. You think about that for a second, and you say, wow. Because there's no way that you're going to be able to do what you need to do if you're ill and sickly and dying. And you have to take care of yourself. And entrepreneurs, these are the people who know, the ones who really know, they know how to take care of themselves and do what's right and make things happen. You see?
Yeah.
That's what they, I think they bring to the world. They open the, they're these market disruptors.
Market disruptors.
Yeah.
I like that. Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. What do you think the biggest challenge is for them, though? Because if they're market disruptors, what do you think the real challenges these people, these group of people have? Because I think a lot of entrepreneurs, we're a little bit crazy.
No. The biggest challenge entrepreneur is dealing with your own.
With your own. Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Self-doubt, self-doubt.
The voice in your mind.
He is the worst.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That right there, I think that's the biggest problem that most entrepreneurs have, because they don't really know how to be in tune and to like look at it insightfully in certain, you know, certain situation calls for you to really, you know, take a look, step back and look at really what you're doing and dealing with, and not let your mind trick you into doing something that you're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And we've all done it. We've all done things that we weren't supposed to do, and then the universe have a way of chastising us for that. But once we come back to ourselves, we realize like, okay. Then once you that right there, dealing with your mind is the biggest problem that every entrepreneur are as far as I see it, that they have to deal with. Because your mind will put the doubt in there.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And the doubt, that doubt alone is crippling.
It is crippling. Yeah. And then if you already have the doubt, but then people around you start just playing on that and just keep saying it, you know, it just turns louder. That voice becomes
All right.
louder.
So I'm not an expert in the subconscious mind. I'm not an expert. But some of the things I've come across is that the things that you think about, it becomes reality.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? So if you're constantly thinking about negative things, you know what you're going to get?
Negative things.
Yeah.
I tell people the best is yet to come, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, something great is about to happen, especially when things are going not the way I want it to go. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, the best is yet to come, or I say something great is about to happen, and then all of a sudden something great happens. You know, it might be a phone call or an email or something, an opportunity that comes. Oprah says this, right? There's no such thing as luck. It's hard work and opportunity meet, you mm-hmm. know, and mm-hmm. that's what happens. And so people, oh, you lucky, man, you lucky. No, I don't think so, because I don't feel lucky. You know, I just feel blessed. I feel like I took advantage of opportunity.
Listen. I had a meeting with my dean,
mm-hmm.
Dean Amler. Give a shout out to Dean Amler. Dean Amler said something to me that I thought was interesting, because no one in the world has ever said it to me. And when I really started to think about it, I was like, wait a minute, he might be right. He said that, Jeffrey, you're not one in a million. You're one in 10 million. You're that type of person who makes things happen. Because they actually put me in charge of the National Public Health Week at the school as a student. And I was the first organizer for the National Public Health Week to bring in corporate sponsorship for this event. So he was floored. And when I think about the conversation that I had with Dean and he was telling me this, I thought, wait a minute. My life has always been, you know, I'd have to prove myself. It's always been that way. It's always, and he said, even though you're one in 10 million, I know you still get sad. I know you still worry.
Mm-hmm.
I know you still fear, because you're a human being. But I want you to know that I appreciate you for who you are. And, you know, to make sure that you keep doing what you're doing, because that is going to sustain you. And as an entrepreneur, sustainable living is the only thing that really matters to us, right? And the dean really made me appreciate the fact that when I, you know, in retrospect, look back, I feel like, okay, you know what? He's right. Because, Gene, deep down inside, I'm never really disappointed. I am never really like, even when I was, you know, when I got knocked off the bike and I was crippled up and I couldn't walk, I had to learn to walk. I had to fix my mind again. Deep down inside, I always knew that this is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. You see what I'm saying? This is the best thing that could have ever happened to me. In that moment, in that time when I was suffering the most in my life, I knew deep down inside that this is the best thing that ever happened to me. And not everyone can do that. 1 in 10 million, as the dean would say. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, 1 in 10 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, learn how to walk again.
Yeah, yeah, it was serious business. Serious business.
Wow, man. Let's keep going with this entrepreneur.
Yeah, entrepreneurs. That's what we want to keep people informed.
Yeah, because I'm getting so many requests. So this past week, right?
Yeah.
So I teach entrepreneurship in about 6 schools in the city, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this week was shout out to the class of 2019. Shout out to 124,
that's right,
223, Van Sicklin, mm-hmm, like Boys and Girls, like 226.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of schools, man.
Mm-hmm.
279. So now all these schools, one of the programs in some of them are, I have kids create a business, right?
Right.
So they have to create a business in 3 cohorts, right? So it's either housing, jobs, and agriculture. So when I first come in, these kids are just like, what's entrepreneurship? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end, after I finish, they're creating a business. They present a business. So I'm going to put it on our Instagram. I'm going to have Bree post the pictures of the winners, right?
Right.
But you should see these kids. So we actually gave Amazon gift cards to the winners.
Mm.
These are the best presentations,
right?
Right,
right.
And so Amazon, we need some sponsorship for next school year, man. Like, let's get.
Yeah,
this,
no,
let's
we'll
get
reach
going.
Out.
We're gonna,
we'll
yeah,
reach out. We'll reach out.
So there's, but because of those programs, I'm getting approached by, because now summertime's coming, so I'm getting approached by educators, and they're asking me to do other. Like in their churches and in groups that, mm-hmm, they're part of.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need you. There's a big, mm-hmm, there's, mm-hmm, people are asking about entrepreneurship.
Right, right.
Why do you think,
mm-hmm,
right, there's this big shift in thinking of owning your own business? Because entrepreneurship is the scariest thing ever, bro. Like, mm-hmm, there is no, it's great, right? There's no other thing I could do. Mm-hmm. I can't go get a job. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't, because a person, if I go try to get a job right now, Jeff, if once they see my resume, right,
yeah,
that person is going to be scared,
because, mm-hmm,
they know I'm probably going to outwork them,
mm-hmm,
and I want to take their job. Entrepreneur mindset, I'm not coming to take your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but an employee mindset, that's how they think. They think it's all about, yo, I don't want this person getting bigger than me.
Yeah, yes.
But in an entrepreneur mindset, I want you to do better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right, because then everybody grows.
Because everybody grows. So that employee mindset is something that is sucky. But anyway, so why do you think, because that's that crabs in the barrel mentality, right? But anyway, so why do you think there's this surge of like people that want to start their own business? I tell people, you don't got to quit your job. Make your job, like Tiana Small says, make your job the side hustle. But make your business the real hustle, you know, or the real business, you know?
Okay, so first of all, right, there are different types of entrepreneurs, period. There are corporate entrepreneurs. There are family business entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
There are guys like you and me, right? And one of the things we all have in common, right, is that we know that we have to be presentable and accountable. You can't avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Now, the reason why there's a shift to entrepreneur, personally, I think that the working poor, have you ever heard of this class? Right. They're the working poor.
Yeah.
They're actually doing a lot of work. They're working, but they're still not,
it's right, not going
right,
over.
Right, right. So they still need assistance, and but they're working.
Yeah.
That class is getting bigger. And people are actually looking at all the other, they're looking at the advantages they think, but let me tell you, there is a dark side to entrepreneurship. Okay? Just be ready to take on some things that you did not think that was possible. Because there's people out there, they're trying to do the same thing you're trying to do, and heroes and villains are there. Right? It's not, I know, people think that they're just going to switch on over and become,
no,
it's not as easy as that. There's 1.6 billion people that's living in object poverty.
Wow.
Right. So you think about that. You think about how people are living and how many kids are affected and what that really does to a future. And see, when people see people like us, right, they gravitate to it because they want a better quality of life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the quality of life that people really want to take advantage of. And then we're in this world where equality and equity, these two things are actually battling each other out, and it's becoming nullified.
Yes.
So if we understand, as far as I'm concerned, equity is a more important thing than equality, because yes, equity is way more important because you're actually meeting someone where they're at.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? And you're taking and you're actually letting that person do what they need to do to better themselves. You see what I'm saying? Not everyone has the mindset to go into business on their own, but everyone has the mindset to take care of themselves.
Facts.
You know, you want to take care of yourself. You want to make sure, not like I said, there is a level. There are levels throughout whatever you get involved in. What do you think? Do you know the difference between the all-star and the superstar? That's a different level. It is a different level. Some people are all stars and some people are superstars. And then a church lady pointed out to me, I went to Philadelphia, and she said, you know, there's a difference between gifted and being anointed. I was like, really? Yes. There is a major difference between being gifted and being anointed. Those are the two levels that, and I'm like, wow, I never thought about it like that.
Me either.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Yeah. And when I stepped into the room, she said, the anointed one has arrived. And I was like, that's the whole conversation started. And I was like, oh.
You were like, oh, thank you. The pressure, but no pressure.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because,
man, you gotta make things happen.
You gotta make things happen.
I
think getting into entrepreneurship for the wrong reasons, it'll make it harder for
any business.
Any business.
Yeah. If you try to get into any business, because, all right. remember what I said. When I sat down with myself and I decided that I was going to get into healthcare, I didn't say how much money can I make? What can I do to make? I wanted to know what is the one thing that I could do where I can help as many people as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
That is a difference.
It is a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Same here, man.
We must regard each other.
Mm-hmm.
Once you regard people and hold people for what they are, the humanistic appeal to everything that's going on the earth, you're going to find out that life is not as bad as you think it is. You see what I'm saying? One of the things that I do that I think a lot of entrepreneurs probably don't do is that I actually say a prayer with no significance. I don't go to say a prayer because I want something. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to like bow down your
and
heart.
And be grateful, man. Yeah. Gratitude.
Well, that, there is a salutation to gratitude that is needed for you to actually do business ethically. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that in your heart and in your mind that you're actually bowing down with no significancy, it's going to be hard for you to actually maintain yourself. And that's what you want. Sustainability.
Yeah.
Sustainability is going to take us as far as we can. And if you ask yourself, what exactly is humankind's furthest future? What does our furthest future look like? Ask yourself that question one time and go ahead and ponder that.
Ponder that.
Yeah.
Sit on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Jeff, man.
Yeah.
On that note, I think that's a great way to end this podcast. But before we leave, I want to give a big shout out to all the great dads out there.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy
week.
Happy right? Father's Day forever.
Yeah, happy Father's Day forever, man. Shout out to all the moms, but yo, shout out to all the dads. Great dads out there doing your thing. And, you know, I want to, I was on a panel this past Saturday.
Yeah. I know. I saw that.
With Kel Spencer. It was Ray Holiday, Dr. Bobby.
My wife showed it to me. She's on Instagram. I'm not on Instagram, but she saw you on Instagram.
This guy, Terrence, he's an entrepreneur. He's going to be a guest on the show. Graf said, you know, he wants to come on. So, but it was all about fathers and, it was a great thing that Ray was doing. And basically, it was bringing these guys on the stage, Kel Spencer, and they was bringing us on the stage and talking about, there was different types of fathers up there. You know, I was like the married one for a long time, like the old man, right?
Right.
And then you got Kel, which is like the cool, entertainment, married, but he has two kids.
Right.
Graf, he's a father. And, you know, Terrence, he's a dad too, but, you know, he's co-parenting too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a cool dynamic to see the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And the one common theme was, you know, just be there for your kids and mm-hmm. be mm-hmm. present, engaged. So I want to shout out to all the dads out there just being great dads, man. Like, I think that's like the number one superpower I have. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
And, you know, I just feel like being an entrepreneur used to be first for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know that.
Yeah.
And once I had a new man, it was just like number three.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, this is what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But being dad mm-hmm. is what I'm gonna do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I think I'm already good on the entrepreneur tip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's already on coast. It's like I'm coasting. It's okay. But the dad part, it's like, it's a work in progress every day. Every day is a new challenge.
I got four boys.
I know. So I know you know.
And big up to Josiah and Ajavon and Aaron and Langston.
Yeah. Shout out to all four of the babies, man. Yeah, well, they're not babies no more.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know?
I got four boys, but, you know, trust me.
Four. You have any girls?
No girl.
No girls. Four
no
boys.
No sisters either.
No sisters. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No. Big. You had big T, right?
Yeah.
Man.
Big Shell.
Mm-hmm. Who else?
That's it.
Oh, there's the three.
There's
three of you guys.
Yeah.
Your other brother is the reason why I got into the started working with NFL players.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. No.
So before we leave, right?
Right.
I just want to tell this little cool story because it's like behind the scenes, no one knows except a couple people, right?
Mm.
So I'm managing Patrick. Patrick says, yo, you should manage my brother. Try to get him into NFL. Now, the guy that I am, right? Now, mind you, I don't have no NFL experience. I don't know anything about football, right? And this guy is like, yo, get my brother into the NFL. He plays in the CFL and he's a star. So get him on there. I said, what's his name? Terrence Patrick. I said, okay. So we get on the call. Terrence is like, yeah, I'm down. Put me on the roster. I said, what do I need? And I said, maybe like a highlight reel. So I went during the NFL draft in New York City, and I'll never forget this. I called some of my connections, and they were like, yeah, I got tickets to the NFL draft. We're sponsored. We have a private jet company. Yeah. So we're sponsoring. We have a thing. Mm-hmm. Come with me.
Mm-hmm.
I come in there. I'm in a suit, book bag, full of DVDs, right, of these Terrence's highlight reel. And Terrence gave me a tip. He said, every guy with a pin
mm-hmm.
will have the team's pin on their lapel.
Right.
So give the CD, give the DVD to every one of these players or people.
Right.
So I did. So I gave it to this one guy, Jeffrey Pope.
Yes.
Come to find out, he played for the Giants.
Right.
And that's how I got into that. Yeah. He said, yo, if you're doing this for him, he was like, yo, work with me. And so that's how I ended up getting my first NFL client, man. But it was just the whole thing I'm telling you, the story is because it's funny because, like, when people believe in you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You just have this get it done, man. I had this get it done, man, mentality, man. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. I really didn't know. There was no excuses. There was nothing. I didn't want to let you guys down. And I was like, yo, I got to get this guy into the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I didn't stop. I didn't stop pushing. I was calling people. It got into the hands of some big people.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, now, I have way more, bigger connections, you know?
Right.
And now it would probably be much easier for me to do,
right.
you know?
Right.
And not really just walk you in. I can't just walk you in, but it would be a little easier, at least for a tryout. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even NBA. But I'm not in that arena no more. So please, guys, don't call me. I don't manage. So that was my past life.
Excuses are for the weak and incompetent.
Yeah, for real, man. Excuses are for the weak.
And incompetent.
And incompetent.
Right.
Word.
Exactly.
You know, no excuses, people.
No excuses.
So I'm telling you guys a story just to give you a little bit of inspiration, man. Just don't be afraid to take on a task, even if you think it's major. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody believes in you, take heed to it and just go for it, man. Try it. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going to happen. Yeah, you don't know where it's going to take you. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started out, if I made excuses, like, oh, I don't have anybody. I don't know what I'm doing. We just started. Why do you think I could get him to the NFL? Like, you know, I would have never met Jeffrey Pope. I would have never met Terry. What's his name? I would have never met a bunch of players, you know? And the Giants end up winning the Super Bowl, and I end up working with a bunch of players. I end up doing the retirement party for Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because shout out to Chris Strahan for giving me that opportunity. But it was just like, there's so many things. But it all started for me not making an excuse. You know what I'm saying? So entrepreneurs out there, don't make any excuses. Go with it. If someone believes in you to even ask you or talk to you about or present you an opportunity, that means they believe in you. They think you could do it. So you have to believe in yourself to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes great entrepreneurs.
Right.
So with that being said,
what's your business tip of the day? What's your business tip of the day?
My business tip of the day.
We gotta start giving business tips.
Let's give a business tip. All right. So the business tip of the day.
Yeah.
Today is sponsored by us, right? Sponsored by ACA and Faith God Inspire, right? So a schedule. Have a schedule and figure out how to manage that schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think scheduling is important. I think scheduling...
Manage your time.
You know what? I have a video that says you can't manage time, but you can manage task.
Yeah.
Right? Like this... Mm-hmm. is a, to me
you,
a task.
I got you.
But I can't manage the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Time's flying.
But I can manage what I need to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When people see my schedule and my workload, they always like, how do you do this?
Because
I'm like, I'm not managing the time. I'm managing the task. So if it takes me 13 hours to do it, 15 hours to do it, 20 hours to do it, I'm going to complete all the tasks that I had set in my planner or my, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm going to do it. But
schedule.
That's so tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
Create a schedule
That's right.
and manage it and figure out the best way to just manage it. Manage task, yeah. not time. Manage task, not time. Definitely. So that's my business tip. You want to add to that?
I mean, that sounds like a good thing. And make sure you're a market disruptor.
Mm.
Make sure you are a market disruptor. You think in a way. You know, one of the things is that, you know, entrepreneurs, right? I said that their mind is like the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways that I've come to control my mind
mm-hmm.
is by constructing questions. Constructing questions. Not so much why I want to do it, but how and what, you know?
Yeah.
How is that? Because then the mechanics of my thinking starts to work in another way.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I start to think a different way. When I ask why, it's like I'm just really looking for an explication, right? I'm looking for an answer. Just to,
an answer.
But when I say how am I going to put this together? How am I going to, which
problem solving.
Yeah. You know, this is the way it starts my mind, and this is how I get to control my mind and actually, you know, damper down the negative. We take care of what we have to take care of to nullify the negative and the doubt. That's it. Be a market disruptor.
Boom. And manage your time. Manage your task.
All right.
Yeah. So thank you guys. Great episode, brother.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, we're going to keep rocking.
No doubt.
Thank you, Patrick, for coming on.
And thank you, Jane,
being
for giving me the chance to be a part of this.
No, I absolutely, man. You know, this is the
history in the making.
We have the dream team, man. We got Bree, we got Jeff,
we got Tim.
Shout out to our producers, Tim and Jamie.
OG Network,
the OG Podcast Network.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Cumulus. So you guys can find us every week.
Oh, that's another thing, Gene. Mm-hmm. They can. My new email is jeffrey@faithgrindinspired.com. So if anyone would like to.
Yo, you know, now they're about to email you like crazy, bro.
No. If you have any questions, if I said something that you'd like me to expand on, you can hit me up. jeffrey@faithgrindinspired.com. Yeah. Okay?
jeffrey@faithgrindinspired.com.
Right, exactly.
And you could also find us on faithgrindinspired.com. And once you go to that website, you'll be able to see all the platforms that we're on,
mm-hmm.
and you can subscribe through that website. You can also find us on YouTube and just search Faith Grind Inspire
mm-hmm.
and subscribe mm-hmm. to our page. You know, right. we want to keep inspiring,
man. Well, what's important for us now is that we build a community of entrepreneurs who are willing to do that, who are willing to take the risk, and who are willing to listen and make sure that the healthy entrepreneur.
Yes.
Right? The mindset. Our main objective, I think that our main objective is to get you there as safely, as sanely, and as profitably. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is our aim. So make sure you subscribe and keep on being a member of the community. I think that's going to be an important look for everyone.
Yes. The Faith, Grind, Inspire community.
Yeah,
remember those three words. Exactly. Faith, Grind, Inspire.
Right. Faith is a big part of it, man. You got to have faith in yourself. You got to have faith in your family. You got to have faith in God. You got to have faith. Faith is there. And without the faith, how are you going to grind? And when you grind, you are most definitely going to inspire.
That's right.
That's right. Love it.
Love it. Follow me on Instagram. He's not on.
No.
But Mr. Alert. And follow our page. It's at Faith Grind Inspire.
Right.
And follow Bree, too. 8 Blast Films. Shout out to Bree.
Yeah,
get in the camera, Bree. Bree's behind the scenes. It's all good.
No,
all right, guys. All right. Peace.
Take care.